today on Introductions, we'll hear the Encore Chamber Orchestra, one of the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras, in a concert recorded at the Harold Washington Library this past spring. We'll hear why the CYSO just won its 10th ASCAP Award for Adventurous Programming, with music by Chicago composer Brian Baxter, part of a percussion concerto by Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Joseph Schwantner, and Samuel Barber's Symphony No. 1, Opus 9, in one movement. That's coming up after this short break. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we'll hear the Encore Chamber Orchestra of the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras perform a program of contemporary music from the Cindy Pritzker Auditorium at the Harold Washington Library Center in downtown Chicago. The music was recorded in March of this year, and we'll only have time to hear part of the concert, but what we will hear is quite adventurous. The Encore Chamber Orchestra is one of six different orchestras at the CYSO, which is almost in its 65th year and serves 450 young Chicago-area musicians aged 7 through 18 through its orchestras and a chamber music program and composition and theory classes. In June, the CYSO was honored with its 10th ASCAP Award for Adventurous Programming, seven of them given with Alan Tinkham as the CYSO's music director. Maestro Tinkham is conducting this hour music by Samuel Barber, his Symphony No. 1, Opus 9, in one movement, which we'll hear a bit later. We'll also hear a movement from Pulitzer Prize-winning Joseph Schwantner's Concerto for Percussion and Orchestra, featuring CYSO Concerto Competition winner Isaac Stevenson. But first, some music by one of CYSO's own staff members, Brian Baxter. Baxter is a graduate of both Roosevelt University's Chicago College of Performing Arts, where he earned his master's in composition, and Illinois Wesleyan University. He composes, drums, and organizes new music concerts in Chicago. In fact, he co-founded the relatively new Chicago Composers Orchestra, which performs orchestral music by living composers, and has had his music performed at the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas, and he's won two ASCAP Plus Awards for new composers, among many other accomplishments. The piece we'll hear now is called Symphony in Movement, which Baxter writes was inspired by the view from the number 147 CTA bus in Chicago, which travels up and down Lakeshore Drive. He says that in order to understand more fully the musical context of Symphony in Movement, he recommends listening to music by Brahms, Charles Ives, Shostakovich, and your favorite hip-hop album. Here's the Encore Chamber Orchestra of the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras in Symphony in Movement by Brian Baxter. Alan Tinkham conducting. This is Introductions.
Thank you.
The Encore Chamber Orchestra in The Symphony in Movement by Chicago composer Brian Baxter, inspired by his view from taking the CTA bus to work. Alan Tinkham conducted at the Cindy Pritzker Auditorium at the Harold Washington Library in March of this year. The Encore Chamber Orchestra is one of the ensembles of the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. Coming up next, music by Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Joseph Schwantner, introduced by a winner of the CYSO's concerto competition.
Hi, I'm Isaac Stevenson. I'm 18 years old, and I am a percussionist. I graduated from Downers Grove North High School, and next fall I will be attending the Chicago College of Performing Arts. It's really interesting because it's an instrument that can take on so many roles in the orchestra. You know, in the example of a Beethoven symphony or a Haydn symphony, it can just be, you know, the fifth horn and really not that much of a soloistic instrument, but in other contexts it can carry the melody or it can be, as you'll hear soon, the featured instrument in a piece. It's an opportunity to almost play a new instrument every day because there's so many options and there's just so many ethnic instruments and so many sonic textures to explore. I think a lot of misconceptions about percussionists is that it's just, you know, very, very easy. And it's actually really difficult because not only do you have to learn to play several different instruments, but there's also just so much to consider as far as not drowning out the orchestra goes or not overpowering something else. And also conductors tend to be pretty hard on percussionists and they demand perfection. Next, you'll hear Joseph Schwantner's Concerto for Percussion, the first movement. I received the opportunity to play this concerto based on a competition that CYSO holds every winter. They select two soloists, one to perform with each orchestra. And this piece is a very cool piece because it's in a more modern style, a more minimalist style, but it's still very accessible to audiences and it's not so much atonal as it just is a little bit non-traditional harmonically, and it's still very viscerally appealing. It's not too cerebral, but it's also just enough out there to be a lot of fun. Honestly, I felt really good before I went on stage. Not really any nerves, just excited to do it.
CYSO percussionist Isaac Stevenson will be featured now in the first movement of Joseph Schwantner's Concerto for Percussion and Orchestra, performed with the Encore Chamber Orchestra of the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. Music director Alan Tinkham is conducting. This is Introductions. Thank you. the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra's Encore Chamber Orchestra in the first movement of Joseph Schwantner's Concerto for Percussion and Orchestra, featuring CYSO Concerto Competition winner Isaac Stevenson. We're listening to the spring performance of the orchestra from the Cindy Pritzker Pavilion at the Harold Washington Library. You can listen to this or any other edition of Introductions again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions, which is also where you can submit an audition to perform on this program. And we love your comments. Send them to introductions@wfmt.com or find us on Facebook. Let's take a short break. When we return, we'll hear Samuel Barber's Symphony No. 1. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're featuring the Encore Chamber Orchestra, one of the ensembles of the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras, in part of their spring 2011 concert from the Cindy Pritzker Pavilion at the Harold Washington Library in downtown Chicago. The Encore Chamber Orchestra regularly performs both music from the standard repertoire and contemporary music, which we're hearing today. And for this, the CYSO was just honored with an ASCAP Award for Adventurous Programming in June, their 10th ASCAP Award. The orchestra devotes the rest of the program now to music by Samuel Barber.
I'm Stephanie Block, I'm 17, and I play viola in CYSO's Encore Chamber Orchestra. Chamber orchestra is very different from the full symphony because partially the amount of work it takes. We don't have seating auditions. We just have to go sight read the music and learn it as well as we can. And that obviously takes a lot more work to learn it at that speed. Everybody, because it's a smaller group, everybody has to pay more attention to each other, and you have to be more self-conscious about your playing as well, because it's easier for people to hear you. I really like that aspect of it because it gives you a whole different perspective. Sometimes people in the full symphony may feel hidden or like they can hide behind people. And in Encore, you can't do that. Every person is extremely important. We're now going to hear the CYSO's Encore Chamber Orchestra play Symphony No. 1, Opus 9 by Samuel Barber. This symphony was pretty challenging for the whole orchestra to learn. I distinctly remember this piece out of all of them took the most time, took extra rehearsals, and a lot of people were not so sure if we would be able to pull it off. At the concert, it ended up being great, but each person's individual part took a lot of work. I know, at least for me, we had some rhythm issues. Every note is extremely important, and there are little intricate notes, but they matter a lot. And what I really like is the really powerful themes throughout the piece. The first movement starts off great, very powerful. The second movement is very pretty with the oboe theme. And the third movement kind of wraps it all together with, it just makes it fantastic at the end.
Here's the CYSO's Encore Chamber Orchestra now in Samuel Barber's Symphony No. 1, Opus 9 in one movement. Alan Tinkham is conducting, and this is Introductions.
Thank you.
the Symphony No. 1, Opus 9, in one movement by Samuel Barber. Alan Tinkham conducted the Encore Chamber Orchestra, one of the ensembles of the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras, a performance given in the Cindy Pritzker Pavilion at the Harold Washington Library Center in downtown Chicago in March of this year. You can listen to this or any other program again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions, which is also where you can audition and perform on the show, and learn more about the CYSO by visiting their website, cyso.org. We welcome your comments. Our address is introductions@wfmt.com, or find us on Facebook. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our engineer at the Harold Washington Library was Peter Serbin, and our theme music was performed by Trio Vita. Special thanks to Joshua Simons and the staff of the CYSO. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week.